Hi, I'm Antonio Centeno, and you're listening to the Personal Image System Podcast. Welcome to the Personal Image System Podcast. I'm Antonio Centeno, your host and the founder of Real Men, Real Style. In this show, my goal is to help you learn to leverage the science of style to create your command presence. This is a personal image that sends the signal of confidence and trust and will help increase your earning power and attraction levels. All show notes can be found at realmenrealstyle.com, along with hundreds of videos, articles, and infographics. Real Men Real Style, episode 67, and today we're talking about shoe construction, the three types of shoe construction, why they matter, and what you want to be looking for. Now, if I throw out the words cementing, Blake Stitch, Goodyear Welt, come on, honestly, can you tell me what the difference is? You go out there, you look at dress shoes, you look at the various price points, and you're being sold with these words, with these terms, but most men, and I would say 99% of men, do not understand the difference. So I want to clear things up. I want to make it simple. Today's podcast, I'm going to go in and I'm going to give you the key differences in the three types of construction. To start this podcast off, I'm going to go over key shoe terminology. Next, I'm going to talk about specifically Blake stitching, the Goodyear welting, and cementing of shoes. I'm going to talk about each of them, and then I'm going to go into, finally, the advantages and disadvantages of each. Because yes, even the lowest quality has an advantage. Even the highest quality type of stitching has a disadvantage. And when you know this, you're able to go out there and buy the right pair of shoes for you and not get oversold, not buy something you don't want, or buy something that's so cheap that ends up falling apart on you when you thought you were getting a great deal. So when I talk about the different terms in a pair of shoes, simply looking at it, if you look at a top pair of shoes, you look at that leather part on top, what we shine, what we see, that is known as the upper. Now, the upper is made up of various parts, the vamp, the heel, the eyelets, toe cap, quarter, all that other stuff. I'm not going to get into it in today's podcast, but what I would advise you is go check out the show notes. Again, you can grab, I've got infographics. I go into a lot more detail in the show notes. I'll link you to articles that go into a lot more detail if you're interested in details like that. And again, you can just go over to realmenrealstyle.com/episode67, and that's where you're going to find it. So to get started with this podcast, let's start off with terminology. Let's start off with the upper. The upper is the leather portion of the shoe that covers the, basically encloses and covers the shoe. It's what we think of when you think of a pair of shoes. It's what we shine. It's oftentimes the quality of the leather has a big determinant on the price. The upper is made up of various parts though. You'll hear vamp, heel, eyelets, toe cap, quarter, etc. But for the purpose of today's podcast, I'm going to skip past that. I'm really just going to include it as one piece. But if you want to learn more, don't forget in the show notes over at realmenrealstyle.com/episode67, I'll link to infographics. I'll link to articles that go into a lot more detail. But right now, the upper is just that entire top section there. The insole. Now, this is the material that's inside the shoe. And I actually have a pair of shoes with me from Ace Marks, and I'm going through and I'm looking at them right now. Now, the insole, as I'm touching it, this is the material that's on the inside of the shoe that will touch the bottom of your foot or the sock or whatever. I think you guys get the point. It's a very relatively small piece of the shoe, oftentimes not thought of until you're starting to walk, because you have a poorly made insole, let's just say it's not going to be a comfortable shoe. The outsole. This is found on the exterior of the sole, and it is basically what is making contact with the ground. Oftentimes you'll see both leather and rubber outsoles. The welt. Generally found on shoes that are going to be, you know, of a higher end construction. It's a strip of leather that runs around the border of the outsole. It basically, if you can imagine what the welt is, it connects the outsole with the upper. And depending on the construction, the insole could actually be connected to it directly as well, or the insole actually just may be an insert. Finally, let's talk about the last. The last is a three-dimensional model of a foot. It's used in design to create the shape of the shoe and to maintain the form and keep stability during the construction of the actual shoe. So those are the terminology pieces. Now let's get to the three most common types of shoe construction. And when I'm talking about shoe construction, I'm not talking about shoe design. Shoe design is going to be the various types of shoes, the different styles, the different leathers, the different combinations, the difference between Blucher's and Balmoral. I'm not getting into that. What I'm talking about is how is the outsole actually connected to the upper. So we've got cementing, and this is very common, and it basically is where the upper is shaped around the last and all the details are finished. The sole is then attached with an adhesive, not necessarily cement, but it is commonly called that. Very different adhesives out there. Some of them are going to be much cheaper and fall apart versus other ones are actually relatively good and they actually can keep a shoe together for years. It's known though as cement. Think of it as extra strong glue. It's made specifically to withstand heat and friction and just the considerable wear and tear that a shoe goes through as it goes down and, you know, basically is stepped on thousands of times. Cementing, it's best used with a rubber sole. So if you see a shoe that's been cemented and it's using a leather sole, you want to be careful of that. Shoes such as sneakers, chukkas, Bucks, oftentimes these will employ this method simply because it works for that design of the shoe. Additionally, it is very fast. So cementing is one of the fastest forms of manufacturing shoes out there. So on the other end of the spectrum, we've got the Goodyear welt. This is named after Charles Goodyear Jr., not senior, Charles Goodyear Sr. He's the one that discovered vulcanized rubber and the company was named after. But his son came in and basically he revolutionized footwear because before this, you had cobblers going out there and everything was done by hand. It was much more difficult. But whenever the Goodyear welt showed up on the scene, basically we saw that it allowed the stitching to be done on the outside either by hand or by various types of machine. It could also be resold much easier. This was a big deal about 150 years ago when it hit the scene because people were using their shoes again and again. You invested in one pair of shoes and the upper would oftentimes last much longer than the sole. So you would go through 5 to 6 soles before you would need to replace the upper, if ever. And it was just something that really did transform the industry. Now let's talk about Goodyear welt construction. So basically you have the upper part of the shoe and it's shaped over the last and it's fastened on by sewing basically leather, linen, or a synthetic strip, which is known as the welt, to the inner and upper sole. So this welt, it forms a cavity, which is then filled with a cork material. And basically the final part of the shoe is the sole, which is then attached to the welt by rapid stitching, remember, on the outside of the shoe, and it uses not only the stitching, but also a high-strength adhesive. So there is actually a little bit of cementing, even with the Goodyear welt, but it's the stitching and the ability to be resoled, which makes the Goodyear welt so attractive. The third type of construction I want to cover is going to be the Blake stitch, also known as the Blake welt. And the key difference between the Blake stitch and the Goodyear stitch is going to be simply where the stitching occurs. On a Blake welt, and we see the stitching on the inside of the shoe. So if you can imagine what happens is shoes constructed with Blake welting, the upper component of the shoe is stretched around the insole, and then a single stitch binds the outsole, insole, and upper together. Because the welt is stitched within the inside of the shoe, Blake welting, it requires specialized machines that actually do the sewing inside the shoe, and it stitches everything together. So otherwise, they're very similar to the Goodyear welt, and they each have advantages and disadvantages, which I'm about to get into. So let's talk about the advantages and disadvantages of cementing or glued shoes. And a lot of people are like, Antonio, what is the advantage? Well, let's just say for lower and inexpensive shoes, it's going to be great. So for your running shoes, cemented shoes are, you definitely don't want a Goodyear stitch on a pair of running shoes. You go through them too quickly. So they're inexpensive. It's very commonly used. It is produced very quickly. So this is great for mass manufacturers. The disadvantage, the issue with cementing is that basically it will fall apart. You know, the adhesive can only hold together for so long. And because they basically the speed of the attachment, the way it's put together, it's oftentimes not even worth resoling. Now, I'm not saying, and there are times you can actually get it resoled, especially on work boots. You can take them in and there are cobblers that will clean them up and then they will reattach it. But usually the outer sole and the upper, you know, they're pretty tough there. But on a lot of shoes, unfortunately, they don't make it with quality material. So they're not made to be put together again and again. So once the cemented shoe starts to detach, partly or completely, the sole can be damaged. It's oftentimes unrepairable, and you're going to have to replace the entire shoe. That is the big disadvantage. So in dress shoes, one of the reasons I tell men to upgrade is you may find a pair that you love the look of. The upper is just great, and maybe even they used a decent material. But if it's cemented, if it's glued, the problem is when it starts to come apart, most likely you won't be able to salvage the shoe. Versus if it was a Goodyear welt or a Blake stitch, it can be resoled. And like I said, sometimes you can go through three or four soles, the bottom of the shoe, before the upper ends up losing its life, which could be 20 or 30 years. But I don't want to blow all the advantages and disadvantages for those other types of stitching. Let's get into it. So the advantages and disadvantages of the Goodyear welt. So the advantages, it's considerably waterproof. This is one of the things that actually separates it from the Blake stitch. And it is something that there are most cobblers out there, even without advanced machinery, can actually resole a Goodyear welt. It's something that you can do by hand if needed. A lot of guys actually have a machine that will just work on the outside of the shoe and actually can resole it. But you know, going through, you can replace the inner cork. So a lot of guys, they can go in there, they can clean out the inner sole of the shoe, and then they can replace it. So basically, you can rebuild the shoe again and again. I do like to send it off to specialty cobblers, or I know certain brands like maybe Allen Edmonds or Alden's or Church's, you should be able to send it right back to them and they will basically refurbish the shoe. Now, but the disadvantages. These type of Goodyear welted shoes are going to be more expensive. Oftentimes, the whole process is going to be, I mean, we're talking shoes that start at least $250 to $300, but sometimes you'll see in the $500 to $1,000 range, especially if the upper starts to use exotic leathers or it's a limited run or they're using, you know, they're just not making a whole lot of them. Shoes at this price point, there isn't also the highest demand. So that because they do smaller batches, all of this is going to drive the price up considerably. I do need to mention that Goodyear welts, for some individuals, they feel that they just don't have much when it comes to flexibility. They're not very comfortable compared with cemented or Blake stitch shoes. Now let's talk about the advantages and disadvantages of the Blake stitch. So the number one advantage is that you get almost all of the Goodyear welting advantages with the Blake stitch at a lower cost. Right there, I know for a lot of people is why they go with it. In addition, these can be resold. Now you're gonna have to send it oftentimes to a shop that has a Blake stitch machine, but it can be redone. Also, you're gonna find that it's gonna give a closer cut look on the outside of the shoe. So that's why a lot of Italian brands, in fact, most Italian brands go with a Blake stitch. They want a streamlined, basically sharper, cleaner cut looking shoe when it goes from the upper connecting to the outer sole of the shoe. In British shoes, oftentimes we will see the Goodyear welt being more common, and that's going to give a little bit heavier, in some people's mind, a bit clunkier view of a shoe. Finally, it's more flexible. And this is beneficial for guys that really have issues with their feet. They want something that they're going to be in and walking around in all day. And there are certain people that they will swear that a Blake stitch is much more comfortable than a Goodyear welt. Disadvantages of the Blake stitch. So number one, water resistance. Because of the type and the way that they're constructed and stitched together, you're not going to see the same type of water resistance. But at the end of the day, we're talking dress shoes. So you got to ask yourself, are you purposely walking through puddles? I haven't noticed too much of an issue, but technically we are going to see not as much resistance to water. Now, when it comes to actually the resoling process, you will, in some cases, find that it's more expensive to resole a Blake stitch than it is a Goodyear welt. So I usually send these off to particular brands. I haven't seen that much of a difference, but I know some people are really, you know, to their local cobbler, he won't work with it. And so they have to send it off. So for that reason, you definitely want to be aware. And some people complain that the interior stitching, it's a nuisance and it actually does irritate the feet. So some people are going to say Blake Stitch because the flexibility is great. Other people actually can feel it and they don't like it. And so it's not a great fit for them. All right, so that's it. If you want more, go check out the show notes over at realmenrealstyle.com/episode67. In those show notes, I will link you to infographics. I'll link you to a lot more articles that go into more detail. But the key I want you to take from this podcast is understanding those key shoe terminology points and the three most common shoe construction types out there. Because here's the deal. Is that you will go in and somebody will tell you something, say, oh yeah, this is a Goodyear welt. This is the best. That's not necessarily true. It's the best in many ways. But if you're just looking for a pair of shoes that you're going to be, you know, they're your first pair of shoes. You don't even know what you want. You don't know too much about the style. You're in a hurry. Maybe in that case, you will sacrifice on quality. You'll go with something that's cemented and you're just going to say, hey, I know I'm going to upgrade here in the next year, no matter what I would get. Because even if I bought something really nice, I probably don't even know necessarily what I'm looking for. However, if you're looking for a great value and you already know, you know, I like the stitching. I want something that I can get resold, but I've never actually gotten anything resold, but I do like that option. Then look at the Blake Stitch. So all of a sudden you start to realize that there isn't a perfect construction. There is only a perfect construction for your particular needs and your particular wants. So gentlemen, at the end of the day, that's what I try to teach you here at Real Men Real Style. Arm you with the knowledge so that you can make smart purchasing decisions. Thank you for listening to the Personal Image System podcast. If you would like more information on men's style, business communication, and grooming, go check out realmenrealstyle.com. There, you're going to find my free ebooks and our premium courses to help you take action on the information that will improve your life. I'm Antonio Centeno, and until next time, stay stylish.